You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning. You're listening to Mint Business News with me, Gopika Gopakumar. Here are the main headlines this morning.
Media mogul Subhash Chandra is in talks with JC Flowers Asset Reconstruction Company to buy back his family's shares in Dish TV India, marking another twist in the two-year-old battle between the minority investor and the promoter for control of India's third-largest satellite TV operator. Chandra has also put forward a proposal to buy other assets, including shares in the educational company ZLearn and three properties, including a bungalow built over 2.8 acres in central Delhi. Chandra has proposed to pay JC Flowers 1,500 crores to buy these assets. That's a Mint exclusive. Max Healthcare Institute's petition seeking to prevent the sale of TPG-backed care hospitals to Blackstone Inc. has been dismissed by an arbitrator. On 16th of March, Max signed a term sheet with Touch Healthcare to purchase Care Hospitals. Care Hospitals owned by Hyderabad-based Quality Care India, which in turn is 96% owned by Touch Healthcare, backed by TPG and others. Max claims the term sheet granted it exclusivity in deal negotiations with Care until 12th of April and it had clauses binding on both parties. It said the owners of Care approached Blackstone on 11th April in violation of the agreement. Mahindra & Mahindra said a US court has allowed its subsidiary Mahindra Automotive North America to keep producing and selling the post-2020 version of its off-road vehicle Roxer in the US. The Eastern District Court of Michigan used its order on Fiat Chrysler Automobile's renewed motion to enjoin the post-2020 Roxer. The court has, on the basis of its analysis, declined to apply the safe distance rule to this case as sought by FCA. L&T plans to launch the first ever share buyback offer in the company's 85-year history. The board will meet on 25th July to consider the buyback and offer a special dividend on equity for fiscal year 2024. IndusInd private sector lender IndusInd Bank has announced that its board has given the approval to raise up to 20,000 crore rupees through debt securities. The bank is set to raise these funds via any permitted mode on a private placement basis amounting to an aggregate 20,000 crore rupees. Tata Consultancy Services bagged a deal from British Broadcasting Corporation to change their finance, procurement and HR applications management. The company will leverage AI-driven human-machine collaboration suite TCS Cognis in the multi-year partnership. Moving on to markets, domestic indices may open flat amid mixed global cues. GIFT Nifty futures traded 19 points at 19,876 in early morning trade. In business term of the day, we look at share buyback. Buyback of shares refers to the corporate action where a company repurchases its own shares from the existing shareholders. During the buyback of shares, the price of shares is usually higher than the market price. With that, it's a wrap on today's edition. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend. See you next week. Bye-bye.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.